All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. On Friday night, they had a Meet the Team event for Mercer County and had a chance to watch the Golden Eagle girls basketball team. They open up Monday. Kate Engwall, what do you think so far?
I like what I'm seeing. We, from top to bottom, without exception, this is the hardest working group that I've ever had with great chemistry so far early on, so I'm happy with what I've seen thus far.
And carry over from the summer, you don't go crazy playing a lot of games, but what I saw from the summer, I thought, you know, that gave you kind of a glimmer of what the possibility is here in 2017, 2018 as well.
Yeah, and that was, you know, anybody that's familiar with our program knows that we're going to have some definite new roles on the team with what we lost last year, and that was something that we didn't shy away from all last year, knowing that when we head into the summer, we're going to have to start figuring that out. But the girls worked really hard, and so far embracing what we believe their new roles will be. So hopefully we keep gelling and keep figuring that out and can get to playing some good ball here midway through the season.
Well, and I guess the kind of the one thing I noticed this year, you know, from what I saw in the summer and here tonight, it's not freelance. It's a definite, deliberate, this is our offense. We're going to try and run this set and get something easy out of it. And as they say, there's a method to the madness. But when I saw you, you know, run it in the summer against some pretty good teams, normally I thought you got pretty good results out of it.
Yeah, that's what's been really fun about this group is that as a whole, we have a really high basketball IQ, I feel like. And so they've really bought into the idea of execution. And like you said, it's not just freelance. You know, there is a method. We have things we're definitely trying to look for, and we are trying to hammer home with them what's good for us and what's not a good look for us. And so I've been really pleased with their buy-in.
Well, and I guess you kind of start with Dani Higgins, where she's developed as a, you know, a varsity basketball player from her freshman year to her junior year. And to me, you know, the scoring load probably starts and stops with her in terms of establishing her initially to open up a lot of other stuff. And I think she's probably going to feel the pressure early, too, because a lot of people are going to be keying on her like they did late in the season last year.
Yeah, I think that the girls have an understanding of that as well. But absolutely, we definitely know for us, we got to go through a post. You know, we're going to look to Dani, and what I think is going to be nice with this group is that outside of her, I do think that we'll have a pretty balanced attack.
And then in terms of piecing the combos together with, you know, I think there's some nice combinations you can put on the floor. I mean, I see some sophomores that I think are going to help this club, juniors, seniors, whatever. Is you know, and that's something you're probably going to see early in the season, what combinations work, or maybe certain combinations will work in a certain setting, and maybe a completely different combination will work in another setting. But it looks like you have a lot of different combos you can work with.
Yeah, yep. We talked about that this summer, and coming into the winter practices, there's been a couple girls who they've really come along just between summer and winter, more so than I had anticipated, which is giving us what we feel even more options. So we've got some different things we're going to look to do this year, and we've talked about that. We can kind of put a real slow it down methodical type group out there, and we could put a real up-tempo group out there. So I think we're going to have options and hopefully be fun basketball to watch this year.
Well, and I'll tell people too, and I'm saying this, not Coach Engwall, I think the Eagles in 2017-2018 are playing in the premier small school conference in the state. And you have the defending state champs, everybody back in Anawan. Now, remember, they lost the game last year in the conference without Van Hefty, but they lost to Princeville, who's got everybody back. And the greatest athlete or the best athlete or one of the top multi-sport athletes is Litton at Weathersfield. She's back, and a lot of their key kids are back. And then you throw in the Eagles, who won a bunch of games. Conversely, from a Mercer County standpoint, we have to play our A game, or it's going to be tough in the league.
Yeah, that's over the last couple of years, this conference, the LTC, is really the competitiveness of the girls' basketball across the board has really taken a step forward. But last year and again this year, because a lot of teams didn't lose much, the top half of our conference is really tough. We know that. One thing that we've talked about is for as much success as we've had as a program these last couple of years, we haven't done well through the conference schedule for whatever reason. So that's something that, you know, we're really going to key on this year, trying to make a effort to improve in that regard. And I think we have the pieces to do it. But again, it'll just be, like I said, we're filling new roles, so feeling those out and getting into a groove, and I think we'll be all right.
Open up next week at the Rova tournament. That's been a mainstay for Mercer County. So what do you have your eyes on next week?
The goal, we're going to take it one game at a time. That's our motto kind of for the season, but we would like to repeat. You know, we won that tournament last year for the first time. We've been talking about it this week. We're not sure what those three teams are bringing back, because they were a couple of the teams in the area that did lose some players to graduation. But for out of our girls, I'm just looking a key for us this year. We're not big outside of Danny, so we've got to play an up-tempo pressure defense and really try and speed teams up. So I'm just looking for that, and then getting into a good flow on offense.
You know, I noticed the one thing tonight, and maybe this is somebody else can answer this, but are the rims bent here in this gym? Man, it looks like there's some, you know, I hope they look at that before the actual game start, because, man, there were some funny bounces in the boys' games and the girls' games tonight.
They seem to me to be a little loose, and I know the boys' coaches were talking to me beforehand, and I think they need to be looked at, yeah.
All right. So this is year number Year number three is head coach. You're kind of, you know, heading into the 2017-2018 season, and I guess you're the first person I've asked. What do you think of the IESA setup for girls basketball? How that relates to the high school season and volleyball? Then is played in the winter. It's an adjustment, but I know IESA's had it that way forever. Now the IESA, all the local schools are playing IESA, but what do you think of playing? I call it summer basketball because you start in August and then finish in November. What do you think of that schedule and how is that working out?
I mean, there's pros and cons to it. I don't like playing basketball in the fall. It can be really hot, especially our schools are not air conditioned. And it's just different. It's nice that the girls get to play in a postseason. It's nice that they're playing opposite of the high school season, so our high school coaches were able to be very involved in the fall. I don't know. There's pros and cons to it. If I had my way, I'd like them playing in the winter. But
well, it's weird from an eighth grade standpoint, because you go from finishing up basically in, you know, November to not playing again for a whole nother year, basically, mm-hmm. from your eighth grade to your high school. So, I mean, it's 12 months off.
Yeah. It absolutely is. I'd prefer it in the winter, but nobody asked me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Kate Engwall with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.